Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Matt.
I'm Eric.
And tonight we have a very spooky episode.
Spooky.
Spooky. Yes, we will be talking about the Winchester Mansion.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh yeah, it's one of my favorite stories and...
It's definitely a weird one.
It is. Well, now they have a movie on Netflix about it.
Do they?
They do.
I didn't know that.
It's not bad.
Really?
They have a... What's her name? Helen Mirren, I think.
Helen Mirren? Really?
Yeah, as Mrs. Winchester.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like Helen Mirren. She's a good actress.
She is. So, I rewatched that last week.
Huh.
And I was like, hey, I want to talk about this. Because... Yeah. Do you remember Stephen King's old novel and the little mini-series, Rose Red?
Oh, fuck, I love Rose Red.
It occurred...
Loved Rose Red.
So do I. That was great. I saw a lot of similarities between those two. So I'm thinking he got a little bit of inspiration, if not a lot of it. From the Winchester house.
Well, yeah, I mean, just with the house being fucking ridiculous and...
Yeah, a lot of weird rooms.
Weird rooms and architecture that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's... I mean, you might be right. You very well could be right.
Oh, yeah. So, Eric.
All right.
You have the history for it.
Let's get started. Our weird-ass tale begins in 1837. And in the year of 1837, a man by the name of William Wirt Winchester is born in Baltimore, Maryland. He is the only son of Oliver Winchester. If that name doesn't ring a bell by now, you have not been paying attention. 2 years later, in comes our second main character. In New Haven, Connecticut, in 1839, Sarah Lockwood Pardee is born. So... They live their lives, and really nothing in between matters until we get to 1862. In 1862, Sarah Lockwood Pardee marries William Winchester on September 30th. William Winchester is the heir to the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. Now, if the name still doesn't ring a bell, I got nothing for you. So, let's flash forward. Let's flash forward 4 years. We're hitting the main events. In 1866, on July 12th, the only child of that couple is born, Annie Pardee Winchester. And unfortunately, she died 5.5 weeks after birth from marasmus. Now, I didn't look up what the hell marasmus was.
I did.
Oh, well, enlighten us then.
It is a infant child disease that basically deteriorates the child.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, so...
It's not like cholera or anything like that?
No, it's...
Oh, fuck. That's horrible.
Not common anymore. It was very rare, and it still is.
I would fucking hope.
So, that kid had some... Bad luck to get it.
Oof. God damn. Yeah. That is awful. So, going past that awful part, let's get to some more death. In 1873, the Winchester 73 came out. The Winchester 73 is also known as the gun that won the West. So, you can only imagine how many people were shot by that damn thing.
Yeehaw, bitches.
Right. In 1880, 7 years later, Oliver Winchester, the father of our boy William, dies, leaving the entire company to his only surviving son, who is not doing so hot. Whew. All right. And our boy William... Shortly after, in 1881, he dies of tuberculosis. which pretty much killed everybody back then.
Yeah.
He was 43 years old. And Sarah Winchester inherits the entire fortune. Now, I don't necessarily know how much money that is.
Once again, I do.
Oh, Jesus.
So, she inherited $20.5 million.
And that's in 1880s money.
Yeah, so today it would be $543 million.
Jesus Christ.
Her daily income was $1,000 a day.
Wait, $1,000 back in the 1800s?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Today, $26,000 a day.
I would love to be this bitch for a week.
Me too.
We
would definitely have
an actual studio.
Yeah, and better equipment.
But, I mean, the equipment we got now is good, thank you. But
yeah, it's good for
right now.
$250.
Holy shit.
But, I mean,
you know,
we're hoping to actually get some real equipment to get, like...
Well, we got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. But this little bit is a good way to start. She also apparently got 50% of the company's stock.
Yes.
Holy fucking God.
So she was, well, I wish I was related to her.
Yeah, no shit.
Let's just say that.
Let's just say that.
I would probably have the curse. The curse, air quotes.
But
I would be okay with that.
I got enough money to pay for that.
That is worth it.
Now, after all this happened, if I remember correctly, she spoke to a medium in Boston who told her that it was time to get the hell out and sent her ass packing to California, where she arrives in 1885 around San Jose. So 1 year after that, she decides to purchase a two-story farmhouse, which obviously if you're making a grand a day back in the late 1800s, you like look at it and it's yours. Which, she named her, oh God, Leonada Villa. And if that is an actual Spanish word, I have probably just butchered it, but that's fine. This property, this villa that she loved would obviously come to be known as the Winchester Mystery House. And she begins the remodeling. And that's where
things get weird.
That's where things get fucking weird. That is where things really get weird. So, having the basic timeline. And I really want to thank WinchesterMysteryHouse.com. They do a fantastic timeline. Up into stuff that I really don't care about for this story because it doesn't suit our spookiness.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. But
I like spooky things.
But let's get into the spooky. You're here for the weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird with little bit of spook to it.
Yeah.
Personally, I like supernatural haunted house movies. Like horror movies, like the Conjuring series. I love that series. Insidious was a little creepy for me, just because the red face guy.
Look.
And that song.
Look.
Fuck that song.
Look, the first Insidious movie was fantastic. Everything it after was that was shit.
First one was fantastic. It's just
because wasn't it Ethan Hawke in that one?
I think so. Yeah,
I think it was Ethan Hawke. Either way, the first Insidious, fucking great.
That red face, and I cannot listen to that song through the tulips.
Was that Insidious or was that The Conjuring?
That was Insidious. The red face
was that Insidious.
That's Insidious.
Well, either way. Like, I wasn't too big on The Conjuring, but the first Insidious was fucked.
It was.
It was fucked. It was awesome. Insidious 2 was shit.
Yeah. Like, that's basically what lucid dreaming is.
Yeah.
Or astral projection. Yeah. That is lucid dreaming.
Yeah, that's what some people say it is. But that I think, could be a complete fucking topic on its own. Kind of like my theory that ETs are fucking dumb.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Let's not tonight. On another episode, we'll let you rant on about that as much as you want.
No, you won't. All right. So, let's get into the spookiness. What's going on with this remodeling?
So, eventually the story was 7 to 9 stories. I believe closer to 7. Until, like, everything started to, like, deteriorate and...
Wasn't there an earthquake?
Yeah.
Like, a California earthquake knocked the hell out? Yeah,
the earthquake knocked out a majority of it, so it might be down to, like, 5 or 6 stories now. But there are stairwells and doorways that lead to nothing at all.
Isn't there a door that leads to an outside wall?
Yes.
Like... 3 stories.
Basically,
you open the door.
It's kind of like a cartoon. If you just
you're gonna wily coyote your ass right out the door.
You won't fall until you look down. Just don't look down.
Let's hope.
Just don't look down. Maybe cartoons are true.
Maybe Looney Tunes physics is a real thing. No, it's not.
One could only hope, right?
I mean, we can try. You want a Rochambeau for it?
Oh God, not right now.
Okay, so with. A lot of people already know a fair bit about the layout of the house. You know, they know that this house has crazy doors and windows and shit.
Yeah.
And stairways. But a lot of them might not understand why.
Well, there are a couple of theories why. Like, one is that Sarah Winchester was being haunted by the victims of the rifles, and the spirits were telling her what rooms to build and when to build. Some say that she was building certain rooms, just like the stairways and the doorways that lead to nothing, to confuse the spirits.
Yeah, that's the story I always heard. She was, like, building the house to, like, fuck with ghosts.
Yeah. So, in this whole house, there are 161 rooms.
Fuck.
Yeah. Including 40 bedrooms.
The hell?
2, like, ballrooms.
Who the hell even needs a ballroom anymore?
Well, back then, I guess they were pretty popular. Now, that would just... If we had that house, that would be a studio. Or a craft room.
Hell no, wouldn't it be... Oh, fuck, if I had that house, I'd probably be dead by now. I'd have fallen out of a door. Just middle of the night trying to take a leak. Hit the wrong door and fall out.
There's only one working bathroom.
What?
Or there was at the time.
Wait.
One working bathroom to confuse the spirits.
To confuse the
spirits? Because you know the spirit shit.
Wait a minute. So there's one bathroom to confuse the ghosts.
Yeah.
You're telling me this bitch put one bathroom in this giant maze labyrinth of a place just because the spirits might need to take a leak? How the hell do you even survive? Like, she just, like, shit out the door off the roof? What the hell?
I mean, she also had arthritis. So I guess the closest bathroom she had was the only working one, apparently. But according to the stories, she slept in a different room each night to confuse them.
Okay, look.
But she was also having seances, so there's, like, every night, or almost every night, to figure out, like, what rooms to build.
Yeah, because that's the story I heard. She would, like, go into a room, right? And then lock herself off. Nobody would see her ass the entire night. And she'd come out the next morning with fucking blueprints.
Yeah.
To let these fucking guys build whatever goofy shit she concocted.
I mean, if I was one of the construction workers and I saw these blueprints, I would have questioned it a little bit. But...
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of H.H. Holmes.
Yeah.
Where, like, he came up with these blueprints, like, he had, like, a small construction team, and then, like, he offed all of them.
Yeah.
And they got a new one, so no one knew what the fuck was actually going on in the murder castle.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, apparently they were getting paid very well.
Well, no shit. I mean, they better be.
I want you to build a stairway to nothing.
How much you paying for this? This much? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, whatever.
Yes, ma'am. We can put this stairway going back down into the dirt if you want.
She treated those workers very well. Yes, they would work 24/7 around the clock, but she would also give them, like, a few months off at a time.
Oh, wow. Okay, she was really, like...
Yeah, so since you're working, like, 3 months... Like, non-stop.
3 months on, like, 3 months off. Well, that's...
Something like that,
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really not what you expect out of the late 1800s.
No.
Yeah, I would expect fucking slave labor.
Yeah, right. So, there's also 47 fireplaces in there. Over 10,000 panes of glass.
That's a lot of fucking windows.
No shit. 17 chimneys. Because
wait. Why not? How many fireplaces?
47.
And 17 chimneys. You're missing 30.
Yeah, this is also after the earthquake, so this is the end result.
Oh, when was the earthquake?
Earthquake was in, like, early 1900s, I believe.
Okay, so it's during the big, like, what I'm going to call the remodeling boom.
Or it might have been, well, I think early 1900s is still, like, 1930.
Oh, no, excuse me, 1906. The Great San Francisco Earthquake.
Yeah, it was early. Okay. There's two basement levels, because who doesn't love basements in a spooky haunted house?
In a spooky-ass house meant to trap ghosts.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, if we ever visit that house, I'm not going to the basements. I don't do basements at all. I fucking hate them. Because, okay, story time.
Oh, boy.
So, my grandparents up in Ohio had a really old house. And they had, like, one of those crawl-down basements where there's a steep staircase with no handrail and... The light is at the very bottom. And I was down there to grab a Jones soda. If you've never had one of those, they're actually pretty good.
Oh, then I pity you. Those things are really good.
I love this. Cream soda is the best one.
That's debatable, but all right.
Well, the blue raspberry one is good too.
Also debatable, but go on.
Orange cream soda is my favorite.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so my brothers would just cut off the lights, run upstairs, close and lock the door. And I was scared shitless.
Okay, not gonna lie. Being an older brother myself...
And
being an older brother myself... Yeah. At least once. I'll be honest.
I cried a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, for a little kid, that'd be pain-shittingly terrifying.
I'm pretty sure I felt something touch me.
I'm pretty sure you peed.
And I sprinted up those stairs and just started banging on that door.
I'm fairly certain you peed a little bit.
Oh, I'm fairly certain I shit myself. But, so I do not go down to that basement when anybody's around.
I don't know why you'd go down to that basement at fucking all.
Well... Jones soda, man.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. We should get some Jones soda for the next episode.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I mean, now they sell some here, so.
Well, I mean, they've been selling. You know what? We're getting way off topic
here. Yeah, we are.
Okay. We are. So let's keep going through the list of crazy shit this house actually has.
So there's two basement levels and three elevators. I didn't know they had elevators back then.
Three elevators? Well, I mean, they're probably like those old-timey elevators that aren't really the elevators that most people today think of.
Yeah, like the laundry chutes and stuff like that.
Yeah, like dumb waiters. Dumb waiters.
Yeah, dumb waiters.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, I mean, they had old, like, crank kind of elevators like that. So it's nice and fucking weird.
Okay, so back then, the property was at 162 acres.
All right.
Which, after the hurricane now, it's... Not the hurricane. The earthquake. Now it's around 4.5 acres.
And, I mean, they probably sold off some of the property.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They also had a couple of greenhouses. But this house is huge. Like I said before, I would like to go visit it. Just to say I've been there. Like, there's actually been, like, Ghost Adventures. They've been there.
Fucking... Man, look, you do not want to get me on Ghost Adventures. Fucking brotastic ghost time. Fucking Christ.
The Mythbusters were there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was Helen Mirren that played Sarah Winchester in that movie.
Oh, nice. And what I noticed through doing the little bit of research I did, it's like 1890, there's like a 10-year period from like 1890 to like 1900. When this fucking farmhouse, you know, I think everybody needs to keep that in mind, that this was a little two-story farmhouse.
Yeah.
And through Sarah Winchester's ingenuity, money, and complete fucking madness, this thing became a seven-story Victorian behemoth of a structure.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding? It's insane.
Now, that income supported the construction for almost 40 years.
So Jesus.
About 38 years. That is a long time to be paying for stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Like, thing is, they did work day and night. For months at a time to build these random rooms.
All because she was part of the family that made the rifles that killed a bunch of Native Americans.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole thing, really, wasn't it? It was like the ghosts of Native Americans?
Yeah, not just Native Americans, but mostly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about the, what was it, the Winchester 73?
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about a gun that they call the gun that won the West, you know, you pretty much know what you're getting into with that one.
Yeah.
Because you're talking, like, your classic cowboys, outlaws, you know, Native American tribes still warring with people and each other. And, you know... That thing was definitely responsible for a lot of dead people.
Yeah, it was.
A whole fucking lot of dead people.
So some, like, one of the stories goes that she'll make a room for a certain spirit, and then once they've moved on, she'll turn it into a different room. Which, that was actually the case in the movie. On Netflix, but that actually is one of the stories about it.
Okay, so, well, I mean, she was doing, what, seances every fucking night?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, just about.
I mean, that's the story I always grew up hearing, like she would do a seance in a room by herself, and here you go, blueprints.
Yeah. I believe that might be all that I have tonight.
Well, I mean, to be honest, the Winchester House is super fucking neat, and I'm glad that they've actually preserved it. Now, we didn't go into a lot of, like, the post-Sarah Winchester history, which is really just a lot of, in my opinion, boring shit.
Yeah, but...
Until you get into, like, where they incorporate the house into the town and actually keep it and preserve it and do all that, because it's... Not only is it a weird, weird look into early American life, it's a weird look into what people with money fucking do.
Yeah.
And it's so wild, why not capitalize on it?
Yeah.
You know, you've got a ready-made fucking tourist attraction.
Yeah, like, this house is an anomaly.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Hey, good show tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one thing I wanted to look at. Where the fuck is it?
So...
Okay, yep. It was in the 1930s that the house was officially marketed as the Winchester Mystery House.
Okay.
So, that there's that.
About 8 years after her death.
Yeah, because she died in, what, 22?
Yeah. And, like I said, Ghost Adventures was there. Mythbusters was there. The Ghost Brothers, not quite sure what that is.
Yeah.
But there is a BuzzFeed, true crime supernatural team was there. That's actually how I was reminded of it the first time. Just, I saw them, they're goofy, that's where the, hey there, demons, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
That's where that came from.
Oh, man. That makes me want to play Phasmophobia again. Just start screaming.
Yeah.
Just start screaming at
you. If you guys haven't played that game, go for it.
And never play it with us. And because will just instantly bogart the spirit box and start yelling.
Yeah. We make it fun.
We
talk a lot of shit to the spirits.
Talk a lot of shit.
And we end up dying for it, but it's worth it.
Worth it. Talk a lot of shit to digital ghosts.
You know what?
Eat a dick, stupid ghost.
You want to play that tomorrow? I'll stream it.
We'll see. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. So,
and we might as well just, like, make an anomalous, like, YouTube or Twitch or something.
That would be cool.
And just get in there and, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man, streaming Phasmophobia would be... I mean, it's perfect. It's right in our fucking wheelhouse, too.
Yeah, too.
You know?
But also, this house was featured on the 100th episode of one of the most famous shows, American Horror Story.
Was it? I thought you were going to say Unsolved Fucking Mysteries, but okay.
That's what that BuzzFeed is.
Oh, fucking fuck BuzzFeed, but that's not the point.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, it was on American Horror Story, which...
Somehow I'm not surprised by that. I just can't remember.
Okay, the first season was okay of that show. But my favorite season of that show was Coven.
That's because Coven is legitimately the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Murder House was good. The Asylum was kind of like... Meh. I didn't see where the fuck they were going with it.
Yeah.
Then you had Coven, which is unfucking believably good.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite
one. What was the one after that? Freak Show? Was Freak Show after that?
I don't think so.
I
think Freak Show was, like, the fifth season.
Then what the hell was the fourth?
Hold on.
I will figure that out right fucking now.
See, there was Hell House.
Well, that's
Asylum.
It's...
Coven.
It's Murder House, Asylum, Coven.
I don't think it's Freak Show.
God, there may be 9 fucking seasons of this thing?
Damn.
Nope, season 4 is Freak Show.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it went Freak Show, then Hotel, which was...
Like Bates Hotel.
No.
Is that what it was?
No, it was based off of the, Oh, fuck, what was the name of that hotel? It was the hotel where, I think Richard Ramirez stayed.
Hotel California?
It was in California.
Is that what that song's about?
No.
I mean, you can never leave.
Oh my god. But I'm pretty sure that's also the hotel where the Elisa Lam incident happened.
See, you know more about serial killers than
I do. Oh, no, hers wasn't a serial killing.
What was hers?
The Elisa Lam thing was one of the most fucking bizarre things anyone's ever seen on the internet. Hotel Cecil. That's what it is. Huh. It's the Hotel Cecil. Like, Richard Ramirez hung out there, doing all sorts of creepy serial killer shit. And it's where she died. And, like, this is literally worth an episode on its own.
Yeah.
Because there's never been a really good explanation as to what happened to her.
Okay.
But you can see closed circuit television footage of her in the elevator. And something is going on. She is just spastic. Like, smashing the buttons on the elevator. You know, looking around, looking out the elevator door. It looks like she's looking at someone. But you can't really tell. And I think there's some, like, some tape glitches that have gone on. And there's parts of the actual tape that are missing. And there's no real...
Strange.
No real thing for that. A lot of people in the creepypasta community...
Oh, I love creepypasta.
...were like, oh, she tried the elevator game. No, she didn't. But that's... We could really go into that one. But I want to try and keep this show a little bit away from true crime.
Yeah.
But she kind of falls outside of the realm of true crime. Just because you don't know what the fuck actually happened to her, mm-hmm. but no sign points to foul play. But they did... There was what the fuck was the name of that movie? About the people in the hotel and their water starts getting fucked up. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that was mildly based on her.
Okay.
Because they found her body in the water tank. Okay. On the roof.
Yeah.
Black water or some shit like that? I don't know.
I don't think it's black water.
Yeah, it's probably not. I would say dark water, but that makes me think of, like, Pirates of Dark Water. And I'm just in the wrong fucking spot.
I think there actually is, like, a movie called Dark Water. It's just...
I don't know if it's about
probably
that.
Not what you think it would be.
Yeah, probably not. Fuck, we just completely missed the point.
yeah, we did.
We lost the goddamn plot.
That will happen.
Oh, God.
Especially when we get on about something.
So, you got anything else?
I don't.
All right. I'm going to make this a nice and easy listening episode on the Winchester Mystery House. Yeah. So, let's take care of some housekeeping. AnomalousPod@gmail.com. Anomalous Pod on Twitter, the Facebook page.
Anomalous Podcast on Facebook.
Yay!
Just type in Anomalous Podcast, look for our logo.
Yep. Speaking of the logo, yes. I do enjoy the logo. But if any of you listening or graphic designers want to have some ideas for us, shoot them our way. We like them, we'll work some out with you. I think it's fun.
Yeah, and so you guys probably didn't know this, but I am trying to start my own dice making business.
Yep, we are dorks.
We are. We like to play D&D, which is great. So I started making dice out of resin.
Yep,
and I had my first customer today.
Yeah. So it's super fucking exciting.
It is. I just need to.
Make an actual LLC and...
Yeah, I'm working on that and working on making a website. If any of you guys know the best ways to make a website, let us know.
Yeah, find him on the Facebook page and just direct message him and yell at him.
Yeah, so... like, this is how you do it, you fucking moron.
This is how you do it, idiot. And this is how you don't spend money on it, you goob.
Yeah.
So we will conclude this from what we're going to call our first episode of Bad Real Estate Advice. And episode 2 of Bad Real Estate Advice, we're going not too far from California. We're going to the wonderful state of Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and we're going to talk about a little place called Starlight Ranch.
Ooh.
And we're going to talk about, the things that could happen to you if you live on Starlight Ranch. Think aliens, my dude.
Aliens.
Getting probed. All right, everybody. This has been fun.
This has been real fun.
This has been really good. I like this.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. So, once again, I'm Eric.
I'm Matt.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.